holding a Simon Kuf Ches, we're holding a Sif Ches. Okay. Me Shaloi Hispalo, but Oichi Yeshla's manly Spalo. The person did not daven in the proper time. But the reason why he didn't daven was Mimnesha Sober Shadayan Yeshurla's man Achashigmer Oisa Esek Shumis Asibai. He was involved in something. And mistakenly he believed that. But he really believed it that there's time afterwards after he finishes whatever he's involved in, to daven afterwards. Meanwhile, what happened was that the time passed. Okay. So that's not considered amazing, and he does have tashlum. Okay.
What is considered amazing exactly? Well, how would you
find it? Amazing it would be.
I just don't feel like it today.
You're not in the mood.
I'm not in the mood. But like if you're on the road and there's no place to stop, you're in the, and you can't daven mincha. Is that considered amazing? What are you supposed to do in that case?
Let's say it's a place where it wouldn't be safe to stop. You know, the side of the road. That's not amazing, no.
That's not amazing. So there is tashlum mincha.
Okay, Misha, you turned but tzarech mamonoi. Shelo Yobli they hefsid. He was involved in something which was he was concerned that he would have a loss. Not that he's not right, and he got involved in it. And next thing he knows, hefsid min lispal, and he lost track of the time and he didn't daven. Chemi shahu shikur, a person got shikur, well he spalal and he didn't daven. So all of these kulam chashuma nusim v'yeshlam tashlum, and all of them have a din, not of a din, amazed. But they were honest in the sense that their mind was ma'anis them. Their thought process caused them to make them not to daven.
If you're on the road and you can't pull off, is it better to miss mincha and do a tashlumin or to daven as you're sitting and driving without standing? Which is the better option?
I've read that it's usher to daven when you're driving.
Yes.
Yeah, so
you would have to, if that would be the situation where you have no promise, no place to pull off, get stuck in traffic, can't go anywhere.
Yeah, right.
Right. There's nowhere to go, you're stuck, you would daven tomorrow.
You're
We're not endorsing this. That this is the right thing to do. We're saying that if that's what happens, okay. Mishaburk Chav Gibel. Okay. So the reason why he's missed mincha is because he's involved in an asik, and that asik he believed would finish within time, and it didn't. Now, what about that ASIC? Is one of the things we say you're not supposed to start during the time because this might happen. Okay, we already told you don't do that because this might happen. Like, you know, you feel like ASIC who made the worm and he's carded with Simon Reish Lama Beis Le Isser Shigias Mantfila. Chazal said certain things you shouldn't start when the minute of the time comes because of this concern. Well, he is called ASIC Zeb Isser, and he didn't listen to Chazal and he got involved. Again, believing that he'll have time afterwards. You know, he thought he was smarter than Chazal. Right? Okay. What's the status of... And now that the rabbi was right at the end of the day, and he missed mincha. He didn't do it just because of a lack of interest. Literally, b'shat nefesh means with equanimity. He didn't realize whatever it was. So that is called a shy gig, which will allow you to daven afterwards. What about the situation which comes up? You know, person, there's a minion for mincha. You know what? I'll daven later. Fine. Later he forgets that he didn't daven. He's by the mincha. You know. Cash, but I'll daven later. Then, but he read all later. So he really made a decision to push mincha off. At the end, he was a shaka. So that's also all. That's all. That's called for our purposes. That's called a shaygeg, and he can daven. But the person should not come.
Sometimes you have to, you're starting something before you can daven mincha. Usually the mincha is almost always the problem. I mean, I would say most of the time you could do shachris and before you start things,
right.
And Maariv you go is do after you finish things, but mincha is the challenge. But you could be starting something before it's mincha time.
Right, so that's
and
not
now it just continues. You can't get out of it.
Right. So that
doctor's doing a surgery. He can't stop. Excuse me, I have to have mincha now.
Right. So that's not a problem. The problem is that Chazal came. His question was, Mishra's question was, the Rishon Beis Chazal said there's certain things that the nature is that they schlep. Mm-hmm. And therefore Chazal said, don't start them when it's Zman Mincha, Dal Mincha first. And the guy says, you know what? Come
on. Mincha Gedala.
Whatever the scenario would be, whatever the shot is. Right. For example, the one example Chazal gave that right. Person has his tannery.
Right.
So they start being ma'abed aris, and sometimes you walk in, you just flip something over, and next thing you know, you realize that they're not paste property, and you have little chemicals, and next thing you know, it's 3 hours later, and he's still being acing, you know, just a minute. So it's also, don't start, don't the person start after.
Right.
He says, you know, come on, how long does it take anyway? I'll go, I'll take care of it, and I'll don't later.
Yeah.
But I told you not to, you know, because yeah. My mama says, you know, I told you not to, and you don't listen to me. And that's what happens, you know.
Yeah.
So you don't get a kanasa because of that. You know, you deserve it.
Kind of God enjoys as much as a mother does, but that's enough.
So yeah, but now the example the Shulamar gave was he was tortured because of a concern of losing money. Now there's another scenario which is not losing money, but that he needs to purchase the merchandise which allow him to have his business function. So it's bad, it's profits, but it's not trying to, without this there's no business. So that's also a hefsi. So you avoid. He's busy doing his business, right? He's in the middle of a business deal, and he doesn't realize the time. And next thing he knows, whoa, it's 9 o'clock at night, you know, right? So he would daven 2 marks. Okay, fine. Now, the Bir Locha adds the following. He says that this heter of hefsid was, let's see inside. Let me show you the hefsid. He was torah because he's worried about a loss of money. Sometimes it says, you know, if you don't take care of this now, you're going to mamash have a real big loss. I understand. The guy got torah and he missed mincha. But what about Imein Borazek? It's not clear that there's going to be a loss. It's a possibility. So bear the Gebetan to be so lost after lawhoot after your money to miss mincha because of that. So Elis Tommy, because of the Habib Peshaya, Leirab, because of the Habib Shoyge. So that's Machlokes between these two shitas. Whether he's the right to daven a tashlumen or not, we can't have sofik. Therefore, in the era, the yispalo b'yasta, imanicha b'chayim, reza l'chubasi, imalav reza he in the dove. Okay. So the example that Mishabura gave of buying and selling, right? Even though that's a question of making profits, but sometimes the definition of, for example, Cholamoid, you're allowed to do business not to take a loss. You're not allowed to do business to make a profit. So I have a client, and if I don't take care of my clients, he's going to leave me. Right? So, but meanwhile, it's not old business, it's new business.
A customer.
He's a customer. I have a client. He's a customer, right? And he calls him and says, you know, I like to order. He says, you know what? I'm closing in the next 5 days. I said, okay, fine. I'll do my business somewhere else. Now, chances are 50-50. Go somewhere else. He ain't coming back. So even though we're dealing with profit, not with loss, that's called loss in a law. Because maintaining what you have is called loss. If you don't maintain what you have, this specific transaction. transaction is a transaction of profit, but the overall relationship is also a value. That's the issue of loss. So if my business is, if my business is buying and selling, so right now I need to purchase merchandise. I'm not taking a loss right now. I'm just getting items to make a profit. Yeah, but if I don't have, I don't have a business. That's called a loss. But if I have a situation, he's saying that you know, it's not clear that if I get that, if I don't, if I do X, I'll make some money. If I don't do X, it's not clear I'm going to have a loss. It's not clear. So that's the case of the real loss. Now that situation called the void. You can't cultivate a new client. Well, you know, if I don't cultivate him, somebody else will take him. Yeah, but that's called getting a new, something new. That's called making a profit. That's not money. But to maintain your old, if there's a concern that, you know, because of that, you would lose the client, that's called, doctors don't have those issues. Okay, now, take a look at the next beer law. Fascinating beer law. Okay. The Rambam said, the Chasila ain't loyarbis man tefillah mishum hesed mom. Suck the beer law. V'ashad the b'yosim e'chemish nechosiv ain't amachuyiv. Now, there's a law for mitzvah say, to rice even, you know, I'm afraid to spend more than chamish tachos. So if I own $1,000 and I don't have tefillin and I can't borrow tefillin and I'm not in a place where there's any tefillin available and tefillin costs $500, I'm positive for mitzvah tefillin. Because I'm not afraid to spend more than a fifth of mine, it costs him to do a mitzvah set. So there's, that, if what we're talking about over here is a loss would be more than chamish tachos, so, I mean, I'm not afraid to da mincha. Same, I'm not afraid to put on tefillin. I'm not because there's not a mincha under those circumstances. It's interesting, he just says Efshir. And the Pirkei Avot says it is the language of Efshir. Pash is based on that halacha. That's a simon in the Hilchos Lulav, actually, is where it's written. The simon talks about the Chavish Lakosav is a simon in the Hilchos Lulav, Tafresh Nun Vav, there, you know, discusses about buying a Dalaminim. So I'm in a place, there's no Dalaminim from the shul available. Right? I'm living out, you know, in some inn, you know, like they had in Europe, these people would like live on these. Take care of these inns. He doesn't have a dollar minimum, he ain't doing it. Right? So the fellow says, you know, it's been a very hard year, we only got three of them in, and they cost whatever. Now that, but the guy makes, you know, a ruble a week, you know, right? And that's God's pronos. So, you know, he said, yeah, well, I can sell you one for 15 ruble. And he says, whoa, 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 you know, but I don't accomplish it. The inn belongs to the goy, you know, to the porters. The money I make, you know, what's hobbit, you know? And I'm a chayiv. Right? So that's the Shulchan Aruch discussed that halach of more than the chamish nechos. So that applies any mitzvah. Now, and actually, the beer halach over there comes out. That it's not. The voice I say that's a fair Ramon on your day. You're equipped to spend every single penny you have not to be over a low system. So the Mishnah comes up. The issue is Sheva Tasa and Kubase. There are certain laws that say that you transgress passively. There are certain laws that say that you transgress actively. You have no right to actively go against. And I say, and go against and I say, and it's what I say for money. I don't care how much money it is. On the other hand, you're not mechuyev. You can sit there and be passive and not do a mitzvah. Whether it's an aser or lo aser, it was going to cost you beyond a certain limit.
And I say it is up to 50%.
Right, but the beer law comes out over there. It's not really aser or lo aser. It's passive versus active.
We're putting all the aseis in one category.
All aser.
Let's say an aser that's has more ramifications like ris mila. That you consider an oral, and it's like a whole, like a whole bunch of stuff.
Pash is even like no, you know, Chasdei Hashem, most people are not dealing with it. I don't know, maybe they are a little bit. Chasdei, not Chasdei Hashem. Most of the deals that we're dealing with, the issue is not a questionable loss, which is more chamish tachos. I hope, you know. If you're dealing with that, you know, probably have all, you know, you have other issues. Probably you have a bit of a torrid, but how you can't focus on your daven, or you daven very stark anyway. One or the other.
They probably daven well.
What? Or daven well, or daven
very well.
One or the other.
Usually have time.
Four missions, one fifth.
150.
So in the case of the $1,000 example,
what? 250.
200.
So it's one.
Chamish
al-Bar.
Wouldn't it be 200?
I think if I correct, I think a over there. Am I right? One second. I'm not sure. It might be Chamish Min Legav, which is 200, or it might be Chamish Min Legav. I'm not sure.
So if the tefillin were 250 or 260, right, you would not be mechuyev to buy
tefillin. Again, you can, you know, obviously if you borrow, you can give the borrow, you know.
You can rent them.
You can rent them, whatever it is. If the only way you can get them is by buying them, you cannot, it's more than a chavrus, you know. To go in sift test. Okay, so the person missed mincha erev Shabbos. So he's having two maravs. One of the maravs is to replace the mincha of erev Shabbos. So what do you have? He spell arvei shtayim shel Shabbos. You daven two maravs. Harishayna the arvis. The first one is for marav of Shabbos. Mashdiel the tashlumin. The second will be with tashlumin for erev Shabbos. Even though what you're davening is not the same exact same, really the same tefillah you missed, but it has, as long as it has the status of a tefillah, it can replace a tefillah. So in the case where you miss mincha be'er Rosh Chodesh, the night by Ma'ariv, it's Rosh Chodesh already. You daven two Esrei, you say Yalav Yavu in both, because this is a tefillah of Rosh Chodesh. Even though what you're replacing was a mincha be'er Rosh Chodesh, which has no need for Yalav Yavu, it doesn't make a difference. What you're davening is the tefillah, this tefillah a second time. Bimloy, history Yalav Yavu Rishayna, history Rishayna, Tzach Lachzor Lispal. Okay, now let's say the person didn't say Yalav Yavu in the first one, Esrei, he said in the second. So what does that say to us? That in his mind, the first one, Esrei, is to replace the mincha of Erev Rosh Chodesh.
That he didn't.
And the second one is from our. Well, the Lach is, that doesn't work. We saw before that you can only do Tashlumin if you do the key of one first.
Right.
So if you said Yalav Yavu in the first one and not in the second one, fine. Right? If you don't say Yalav Yavu in either of them, stop, he's a Shlomazo. Right? But if he says not in the Yalav Yavu in the first and he just says in the second, he has to daven. So that second one will count as Ma'ariv. And then he davens again for the what he missed. Avon lo yizkir b'shteyim or yizkir b'shteyim b'lo b'shteyim in tzor v'las. Okay. Now the next sif the Shulchan Aruch will give us example where he missed mincha on Shabbos, so he'll daven Ma'ariv Motzi Shabbos twice again. Even though what he's davening now is two weekday Shmoneh Esreis, he's replacing the mincha of Shabbos, which was a Shabbos Shmoneh Esreis. But that's fine. You're replacing a tefillah with a tefillah, and for this man, this is the proper tefillah of a Ma'ariv. Regards to when you say Abdullah, we touched on this once before. The Shulchan Aruch talked about that sifyon. Let's see the Mishpura's and sif test. So, see, Davin's Marv twice, Shal Shabbos. Chafei. He's replacing the mincha of Erev Shabbos, which is a weekday. So why are you davening the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei to replace it? A weekday Shmoneh Esrei. And Shabbos, what you daven, the tefillah that you daven, it's called a tefillah, so it can replace the tefillah. When you daven, our Shabbos davenings. Now, being told he spelled Shashnia Shachar, if he didn't realize that and he thought the second Shemoneh Esrei that he davens to replace the mincha of Shabbos should be a week of Shemoneh Esrei, he did that. Partially spell. He does not need to daven again. Okay. Now, normally, if a person davens a weekday in Shemoneh Esrei on Shabbos, so the law is that it's not the pshat that a weekday Shemoneh Esrei has no shaykhus to Shabbos. It's a chazal because of the Eilik Shabbos removed the more extensive tefillah and replaced it with a shorter tefillah. That's what the halacha is. If a person mistakenly started one of the brachas of a bracha in of the weekday, he finishes it. It's not. It's not what you started. You should finish. It's not inappropriate to say. The exceptions to that are by Musaf. Musaf is not over there. There's no din of a person's out. Tofen l'adam das l'medlanish binor. You don't say keep going. Baruch Hashem Chanan Doas. This is not a Shemoneh Esrei which corresponds to the Shemoneh Esrei. It's really for the korban. So you stop wherever you are and you start to count the shabbos. What about if a situation where a person davened on a weekday Shemoneh Esrei all the way through and he never said never mentioned shabbos? So you have to daven again. He didn't say mekadosh shabbos. Right. Okay. Now the second Shemoneh Esrei he is supposed to be a Shabbos Shemoneh Esrei, and he didn't say he said a full weekday Shemoneh Esrei. What you're supposed to do is a second tefillah of the first. And the halacha is by the first tefillah. If you did this, you wouldn't be yotze. The second one, you're yotze. You don't daven again because it has a shame tefillah. It's not the tefillah you're mechuyav to say for Shabbos that you have to make sure that you mention the kaddish of Shabbos. It's appropriate to say the tefillah of Shabbos. You didn't do that. It's not a weekday Shemoneh Esrei. It doesn't belong here at all. Tell me what the halacha. You must be mentioned Shabbos. Be yotze your tefillah for Shabbos. This isn't a tefillah for Shabbos. This is a tefillah for mincha, very sharp. So may Allah you don't die for that. Now the Taz is not like this. Taz says, excuse me, the only way you can do it is by davening a Shabbos at Shemoneh Esrei, which you didn't do. So according to Taz, you would daven again. But the other person is not like that. If Hikdim Bezet, Hashel Chol L'Shol Shabbos, but if you daven the first of the Shemoneh Esrei, the Vachadika, forget it. You're not Yotzi. Shari Nikr Sheikh Tumat Tashuman. You're indicating that you're davening the Mincha one first. Okay. Imadayin Yom Gadol. El Shekibul Shabbos Mizushir Ever Baruch. Okay, the person that did not mincha came in the davening marv about to start Friday night early Shabbos. It's an hour before Shkia, right? He says Baruch Hu Mekabel Shabbos. It's not bust, but now what did he do? Right? It's not mincha, right? Okay, so in that situation, the more the commandments in relation to Samakim, Sif Tezuah, you spell the Arabic style. She daven two marks. Okay, but now, the Chagila is starting to spell Ashtayim Shal Shabbos. Both are Shabbos Nikah. Harishal Hashem Arabic, Shishtiyel Hashem Tashlomi Mincha. But let's say, you've been Yevin, you spell Harishal Hashem Mincha, Fim you spell Hashem Shachol, after the Yotze Hova Dan Yom, why is it daytime? Still, you're Mekabel Shabbos. You can't say that this wasn't a Tzilas Mincha. So if you dive in the. Here's not Tashlomi Nikah. Even though the Chagila we deal with is a Tashlomi situation. But Ben Yevin, if you dive in the first one of Chol, okay, good. So that's the line for the mincha, and then I'll dive in the next one for Marv, and I'll dive in the Shabbos. So,
what I wouldn't have for
because he didn't really miss the time.
Correct. There's a law which says that that the concept of Kabbalah Shabbos does not make a Lila. The Gra is in Hilchos Nida. So the Shulchan Aruch deals with a situation where a woman has to make a bedika at the end of the day, a hefsek, a bedika, whatever it is, and she daven marv, or the tzibah daven marv, both scenarios. Tzibah daven marv, the whole tzibah daven marv, so she's nigger after the tzibah. Weekday, Shabbos. They daven marv early. Or what about and Friday night? The whole tzibah was Makabal Shabbos already. Right? She didn't know bedika yet. Or even Noch Erger, she daven marv also. But still brought daylight out. So we hope it'd be Yavid, you can do a bedika afterwards. Because the gossip says, not Lila. It's still Yom. What you're able to be mamshit is Dinei Shabbos, the Kedusha Shabbos. You can't make it until nighttime. Now, there's a Rebbeinu Thomas is not like that. Rebbeinu Thomas says that the whole process, how we daven in Marav early, is through a process of making it Lila, by davening early. But most we should have argued in the Rebbeinu Thomas says you can't do that. So it's still Yom. So it's still Yom. You can daven in it.
Great.
So Klal is the difference of Sefer Shabbos or being Mekabel Shabbos early. So the Zin of the Rice is to Sefer Shabbos. That's the Rice. Kramer points out it's an assay to Sefer Shabbos. So Mekabel Shabbos early, you're kind of an assay. There's no key of skila. First Mekabel Shabbos early, he's not Mekabel Shabbos. So what is he? He's a real assay. It's not Shabbos yet. He was Mekabel Shabbos early, he was mitzvah to be moistim on Shabbos. And now by doing a malach, he's becoming a battle, that assay. Not only that, he says, could be that
what's the shear of Taisus? It's not hours, it's
okay,
a few minutes.
That's a question. We'll get to it. So, like this, the minimum shear of Tosefer Shabbos, Tosefer says in Beyu, it's passed to the Lacha. There's a two-step process. First of all, let's say that immediately prior to Shkia, any case of Suffolk, you don't know your clock is correct. You don't know exactly when Shkia is. Right? So you have to give yourself a few minutes because of Sveik of the Raisa that you don't do Malach. That's not Tosefer Shabbos, it is. That's the Chiyah because of Sveik of the Raisa. Tosefer Shabbos has to be Nitoisev on top of that.
Okay.
It has to be a Zman Nikr. Tosefer seems to say Zman Nikr would be potentially somewhere near three to five minutes. So let's say for argument's sake, I know Shkia on the calendar is set to be at 7:15. So by 7:12, I should be mafsik from Malacha because of the suffix and the Zman. Okay, I add 5 minutes. So by 7:07, 7:08, I should be Mekabel Shabbos. That's my minimum shear for Sefer Shabbos. So Kiveger, okay, I want to be moistav on that assay. Is that the Raisa or not? Some say that it's the Raisa. The Mitzvah is the moistav, and there's a shear. That's a minimum. It's not a maximum. Some say no. It's whatever you must have been on top of that is the Rabbanon. So the Zman, your Mekabel early, the 5-7 minutes before Shkia, that's the Rice. And more than that is old Rabbanon. So Craig brings both sheets. He says, so all these halachas, every Shabbos, you can't put up food unless it's cooked a third before Shabbos. I'm making early Shabbos. So what do I calculate it based on? Shkia or when I'm a Kabbal Shabbos? So he says you calculate it based on Shkia. Well, that could be cool in a Chumrah. Right? So the case where I'm a Kabbal Shabbos an hour and a half before Shkia, by the time Shkia comes, it'll be a third cook. No problem. Because what's the Gzer? The Gzer is you might come and stir it and be Irenister. Either a Drabbanon or a Bitlam Tzaseh. Because our Masakin, because of the Chiyav Skila. On the other hand, let's say you're Mekabel Shabbos, fairly close to Shabbos. There's a Heter called Kinyan Chiyos. Because our Matar, you put up a pot, which is totally raw, that's Mutter. It can't be partially cooked unless it's at least cooked to the point Komach HaMadr Soy. Let's say the Chazi says we can't get Michael to destroy based on hours. Let's say I have a type of food which takes 3 hours to cook. So Michael to destroy is Michael, it means half cooked or third cooked. So it takes 10 minutes till it hits temperature that it's cooking. And then it takes 3 hours to cook. So after an hour and 10 minutes, it's the third cooked. That's how we calculate. Right? So Shki is at 7:15. I put this wood up at 6 o'clock. The 7:15 is the third cook. No problem. Right? Even on Mekabel Shabbos, it's 6:15. Right? But if it's not a third cook, there's another head to call Kidr Chiyos. So Shki is 7:15. At 7:10, I take my pot, I jump in raw meat. I'm not planning for the night time. It's like I can prepare the suit anyway. If Morgan is going to get cooked side, so why should I stir it up? What am I going to gain out of it? For tonight, even stirring, I can stir it behind this more, for 3 hours straight, it's still not going to be cooked for the night meal. And the morning meal will be cooked anyway. So Chazal Ramat to Kidr Chiyos.
What's the word?
Kidr Chiyos, a raw, it's raw. And a
first word?
Kedera, Kidra.
Oh,
Kidra Chiyos. Right? So now, however, that only works if it's mamash raw by when Shabbos starts. If it's partially cooked already,
then you got a problem.
Then you have the Machamet Rasoi.
Yeah.
So I have this food that takes 4 hours to cook. Right? So I say, okay, Kalb Shabbos, so the bell in the bell, you put it up. 6 o'clock, I put it, Kiddur Chiyosa. No. It's calculated by Shkia. By the time it gets to Shkia, it's not going to be a third cooked. But the mice, it's partially cooked. So that's already a problem. So you're getting the kulin of chum. So the mice, it's still daytime. So the
woman doing a badika, is that a deraisa or a bana?
That's a complicated question.
Because I'm wondering, because you're saying the woman should, you're giving reasons why she could do the badika after she was Mekabel Shabbos, because the being Mekabel Shabbos is maybe an asay, maybe not. But if that's an us, if that's
so the going point is it's not liable. So for Yom, you can do Badika.
Yeah.
It's a gear by Sir Simon. You know, person got Kabbal Shabbos. At least I didn't count Sir yet from the night before. So you count by day. So then at least that. Well, what day is it now?
Yeah.
So that's more complicated because maybe it has a dinner Shabbos and maybe it's cold the next day, even though it's not nighttime. So that's what the shail is. Hasid time is the raisa. The vast majority of person hold Hasid time is the raisa. The deacon is during the Shiva and the Kiyim. Some of them are the raisa, like most shittas.
So she could, if she's doing Hasid Tara that night, then that should be daicha, the extra time from Shabbos.
Yeah, but the Shabbos are around. Once she was Makabel Shabbos, could be. If or the point of the Shulchan over there, the Ramah over there is, you could have argued once you Makabel, you made a Laila. So you can't be like, you cannot be like a Tarta de Sash, you call it Yon. There is a fascinating Taz. We don't pass like this. Taz holds, listen, Joseph is Mitzvah the Rice. So a person is Makabel, Shmini Atzeres, over. The Rice, you can eat inside the house. Or you suck it. Suppose. Right? If you tell me the dinner of Sefer Yomtiv, the rice, you should let him cow up. It's not the 7th day sugar anymore. It's the 8th day already. Good, so go eat in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's house possible. So it means there got to be some things we do look at it, that it changes its status.
Why is that different than what the Taz says is different than what's normally done?
No, we say you have to wait till. Okay, we live in Chutz Lor. So let's say in Eretz Yisrael. The person in Eretz Yisrael. So Shemini is there. So everybody's eating out. Right? Right? But you can't make a cowboy yump the burly because you're in that Zman which maybe you're a Kiyam Sukkah or not. So you wait till Bala Laila. Or at least you can make a cowboy yump the burly, but you can't eat. You shouldn't eat till Seis because of the stuff. Okay. If you got an Arbis of Shtaim, Shabbos Shtaim.
Mitzvah buffer, it's the same thing, same focus.
Mitzvah is a major issue. I'll give you an example of that. Mitzvah buffer, the first night, he shouldn't have an early marv.
Right.
Because he's still cut. The night is bar mitzvah. You should wake up to say the dav.
Because
yeah, but a cotton can't be motzi of the raisa even in the mitzvah of the rabbanon.
He can't be one.
Cotton can't be motzi of the right a gadol in the mitzvah of the rabbanon either.
So, for the amud, you're saying
not for himself. He was a cotton. Now he's a gadol. There's no problem. That guy with the cut was white to me in my mitzvah of the rice. I didn't argue about my mitzvah of the rabbanon of davening mar. A cut can't be white to go. Even the same person. So how could he's a kiv davening mar? Why davening mar ready? No. A cut and davening mar. You're a gadol now. You're different. You know. So you can't be white to yourself. So he should wait till say no.
Oh, the first night.
The first night. So second night, good. Say like everybody else. So the mitzvah of the rabbanon, we say you can your mitzvah of the rabbanon, you a gadol, can mitzvah of the rabbanon of davening earlier or later, fine, but you're a gadol. The gadol, you the gadol is being my it's yourself.
The mitzvah derbanan for a kid is one type of mitzvah derbanan. The mitzvah derbanan for a gadol is a different type of mitzvah derbanan.
Right, correct.
And you can't rely that the shita that they felt that marav is a rishus. In the taska now it's a chayva, so it's
right. Not yeah.
It's a done deal.
He's gonna have to repeat shema anyway. No?
What?
He's gonna have to repeat the shema anyway.
Well, everyone's got to repeat the shema. That's not just him. Everybody else has to repeat the shema. Okay. So, if you didn't, if Mircher Rosh Chodesh, and now you dominate night of Rosh Chodesh, you dominate both of us is the Alviyot. Stein. Came post come on the Rome, there are kind of Chayyad, Mishar, Frenim, Deloy Kalavush, to see after. If they say, Shasam, they ain't circle, ask of Mishnia, Shasam, Rosh Chodesh, the Dvush holds, you don't have to mention Yalviyot in the second one. So we say, no, that's not true. Okay. Initially, you spell the Arbis Rosh Chodesh. So by Marv, the loch is if you forget Yalviyov, you don't have to go back. He missed Marv of Rosh Chodesh. Chakras of Rosh Chodesh, if you forget Yalviyov, you have to go back. He spell Chakras Shtai. Well, his Gemishnia Yalviyov. So he davened Chakras twice. The first one he said Yalviyov. The second one he didn't say Yalviyov, which is being might see the night Marv, right? Which is if you forget Yalviyov, you're good. Saints are last with his spell.
You are clearly understanding.
Even the feeling of all you misspell about Arvis Gufa, but Shachar and Tzarek Lachser, since Hashlubin is not more Chomer than the feeling of Mimotzi. Mim Kain, Lo Yeh Chomer, Hat Hashlubin, Milo Yispell of Bezman. Okay. Bechain im Tzor, Lo Yispell of Mincha, Barash Kodesh. Barash Kodesh, Ushtay Yom. So by Mincha, Yalviyav was Mark. By Marav of the second night, it's not Mark. So now he davens two Marivs the night of the second night. It's Vel Arbishtayim. Vashtir du Tzashumun Shamincha. I feel like his Gibor Rosh Chodesh ain't Tzorek Lachs. So say one second. The first one is for Marav, I understand. Forgot Yalviyav. No problem. But the second one is Tzashumun for Mincha. And by Mincha, Yalviyav is Mark. So my Mara, I'm davening now. I forgot Yalviyav, the second one. It's a problem. No. Why? Keep it. You feel the Ikra, feel the Arvish, and turn the Achshav and Shil Yalviyav. Come on, Chomer, Mashu Achshav with Hashlum. So it has two. It's not more Chomer than what you're replacing. It's not more Chomer than what's right now. The Ikra Tefillah. So we both of them are true. So therefore, if Marv, the Zoltan of Yalviyav is not Ma'akev, so we'll be Ma'akev in the second Shemoneh Esrei as well, even though that's being Moitzi, the Tefillah of Mincha. Now, let's say he davens Marv, every Rosh Chodesh going to Rosh Chodesh, davens Marv, the first one without Yalviyav, the second with. Right? So that's no good. Because that shows he's davening the one for Mincha first. Tzor Lachser. It was actually his Gibri Sharna, Goli Dait, and his Gaman Baal, the Shem Tashlum, and Shalair, Rosh Chodesh. Davicho. We're not saying Yalviyav on the first one. It's saying in the second one, he's indicating that by him, the first one is for Mincha. Crime of World, the Tzilis, the same, and he hicked in the Tashlum, and the Shalachayim, Lo Yotz. The same thing with the case of Mincha of Shabbos going to Motzi Shabbos, and you said Abdullah on the wrong one, you're not giving Yotz either. So the second one is Yidavim from Arab. You said Yalviyav, no problem. And now you're something Motzi Yotzashim from Mincha. So you're Yidavim the third time. So this scenario where we're going for the Mincha of Erev Rosh Chodesh, which is a non Yalviyav man, and you don't see Yalviyav about the first one, you do about the second one. What do you say? Oh, that's a Mincha. The Kimo history of Yalviyav Rishana go die to the Tzolib Rishana die to the Shemun Shal Yom Chol. Al Mohi Rosh Chodesh Shoshen Yom. Well, he spelled a Mincha be Yom Rishon. He missed Mincha the first day of Rosh Chodesh. And the Tzarek Arvish time. He'll daven the night of the second day of Rosh Chodesh twice. Well, his gemara shana yala v'yavu. Ain't sir la. So he's problem. He's tamish lamazel, but not because he's davening for the mincha before. Because mincha before also needed yala v'yavu.
Just forgot.
He forgot. And so last, so he's problem. Came like a raya mishil. The zuman he's problem. I don't see that. There's no indication he's doing it for teshuva issue. Okay.
What about if his one day rish tradition, he forgot to say yala v'yavu by mincha, and by the time he realizes that he forgot, it's already after the Zman, so technically he should daven Marav twice.
Correct.
But he's davening Marav both times without Yal V'Yavo anyway.
So that's Mechag Zvishan, and we pass in Yudav.
You do?
Yeah.
So what's he accomplishing, really? So he's just it's just pure Tashlumen. So it's like the payback. So the payback is the way it is at the current time.
Correct.
That's right. So what was the Havamin of the other sheet?
So Mechag Zvishan was like this. Let me ask you a different question. Okay? In that scenario, I've had this question sometimes. It's Mincha of Rosh Chodesh. You get a minyan with some 10 people.
Right.
And you have one of the people that fit that minyan, which you know, good chance they're going to yell over you.
They're going to forget.
Right. So do we have a minyan really of 10 people dominating a minyan or not?
Well, you don't know for sure.
But let's say, I've been with this guy, like, oh man.
He's
17th time.
He's always forgetting.
Right. Yeah. So he's like me as a Shrenester.
Yeah.
So he's not really dominating a minyan. Is that true? Or he's dominating a minyan. So how do we look at Yalav Yavah? The lack of Yalav Yavah.
Yeah.
The Pshat is like this. My sixth feeling is, therefore there was 10 people davening. There's a halacha that you must say Yalav Yavah, and you must say it in the context of a tefillah.
Right.
So he has to go back and daven again to be able to say Yalav Yavah.
Right.
But he didn't not daven. Or no. That on Rosh Chodesh without Yalav Yavah, you're lacking your tefillah.
Right.
So that's the Mechag Zvishan. Right. So now the Nafkamina is the Chara, in case where you go from Mincha to Motzi Rosh Chodesh. See, if it lost the same tefillah, so I understand, daven 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
If it had the same tefillah anyway, that wasn't the issue. You daven Mincha.
Yeah.
But there's a law, you must not say Yalav Yavah, which you can only do in the context of a tefillah, and that's why you daven a second time. So then Motzi Rosh Chodesh, what do you gain? I daven Mincha.
Right.
Ellen, what I need to say Yalav Yavah, I'm not doing that. So what's helped me? That's the Mechag Zvishan.
I see.
It's alumnus, it's felt in the same tefillah, and then after you will also be the guy that's other din. Right? You know, if you know, we can't plop a minion, and you know, you get the Kazar Shat, you know, 4 people, I didn't see Yalav Yavah. What's Kazar Shat? You didn't have 10 people davening. Or 8, 6 people davening, you know, whatever. Maybe, yeah, maybe no. Same tell them what. Alright, this play itself out, because we started by Mar. And the guy missed, you know, so the Arab. Oh, that's all around. He starts over there. See, he. If you say something to you're not supposed to say it, you have to go back. Good. So, Erev, the night of December 5th, my mincha that day, he says, Talmud to my mincha. So, let's say, Dabin mincha again.
Right.
See, Dabin tomorrow. With Tame Talmud to both of them.
Yeah.
So, what's helping me, you know?
Right.
Right. The same type of question.
Same question.
Because of kind of the mashin, because of the modim, like his can be shadow, his can be shnei, and tzarech laksu. I mean, a little stomach. We keep it fair. So we shadow the same chayv. We shielu tashlu ashlama yos. The guy's, you know, he's not focusing. He says, not yalav yalav in the first, yalav in the second. What are you doing? Oh, you tashlu in the first. So no. I meant the davin tomorrow. It's not ashlama yos. I forgot yalav yalav. The second I remember. Okay, fine. If that was your kavana, the first one was the ikur, the second one tashlu. That's fine. But if you weren't thinking, and this is what you did, we have to assume that's what happened. Okay. Sif Yud. Tovlo Yisbalo Mincha B'Shabbos. He missed Mincha on Shabbos. Yisbalo B'Motzi Shabbos Shtayim Shochol. He davens 2 weekday Shemoneh Esreis after Shabbos. So when you say Avdolo, Mavdol B'Rishon and Mavdol B'Shniya, you say Avdolo in the Marv, which is the first one. Havdalah is well, Marv say Havdalah. You talk to Marv and say Havdalah twice. No, you said Havdalah in the first tefillah after Dav, after Shabbos. That's all you have to do. Okay. Now let's say Hitler Bishan with the Bishniya. You didn't say Havdalah in the first. You said in the second. So what are you saying? The second one is from Marv. The first one is from Tishulman from Mincha. Well, that's no good. You have Tishulman first. Shnia also loy. So the second one you write so from Marv. Rishana loy also loy. You have a daven. A third one. Ima hitl rishteim, oyla hitl rishteim. Yotz. But I have no indication you did anything wrong. You missed both, or you said both. Fine. Chavkes. Ben Amavla, you don't need to have Havdalah the second time. Shem Havdalah died by Pam Echad. Havdalah, you said Havdalah. You differentiated between the two. It's not the pshat is Havdalah becomes an integral part of Maariv. Havdalah is the act in the Maariv of differentiating, which you did already. So I'll do it twice. Mashegan b'Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Tzarich Laskira b'Chol Atzilus. B'Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, the mitzvah is to discuss Shabbos, discuss Rosh Chodesh. Since Rosh Chodesh, you should be discussing it. Can pause the Pesipa Kodesh and Bispalos of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh time. But you also learn. But if you set up Dol in the second, not the first one you're not yotze with, we also look. Why? Because that shows you're diving the first one from Mincha, the second one from Ar. The boy like Dumei Chaybe Shait the Bereish. Chaybe Shait the Bereish. You have to dive in the present here first. By not saying of the whole in the first and saying in the second, you're indicating you're diving that the second one from Arab and the first one from Mincha. You have the right kavana, but you forgot. If your kavana was I'm down Imar, if you got Abdul, second is Abdul, I didn't say Abdul. That's fine. Now, as he says, if you're Mavl Mishtayim, or not Mavl Mishtayim, you're Yotze. In Hiftel, Kozab Bistom. Amah Yudai Teferish, Rashad Hashlama, near the Yotze. Now, if you said Abdul in both, thinking the first one for Mincha, a bite was a problem. Loi Hiftel. Say, Kozab Mishil, Askar, said Abdullah Batfila. The person forgot Abdullah in Shwanes, so you don't go back. Because we're going to say it on the coast. Now, there's one case where missing Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei is a problem. You're not allowed to eat before Havdalah. So if a person set Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei and then ate, which he shouldn't have done, fine, say Havdalah after. If a person forgot Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei and then ate without any Havdalah at all, we give him a kanas, and you can't say, well, I'll just say Havdalah on the coast. Dav Shemoneh Esrei. So that happened.
What did he eat?
He davened Mar without Havdalah, saying Havdalah.
Yeah.
Then he ate something before Havdalah. Mm-hmm. So then he has to daven Mar again. Because that's... Yeah, every person ate before Havdalah. Well, nice, you did say Havdalah. You said Havdalah in Shemoneh Esrei.
Right.
Okay, good. So now just say the curse. But if you didn't say in Shemoneh Esrei, you didn't say the curse yet. You ate something. So you said, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable.
What is it he says, Baruch Hamavta? Is that good?
I think so. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Now I've got Tom, cut him, shaved all the cuts. The camel is very lost in this battle.
Yes.
Okay. So now, so he davened both Marav without Havdalah. The first one for Marav, the second one for Tashlumin. Then he ate. So he had that Marav again. So it comes out Lamaisa, it was Tashlumin for Marav. No good. So he davened two Maravs again. No. Also Tfilas Tashlumin. The Kima, the Bashosh, he spiled a lot Tashlumin. When you dive in the Tashlumin, you had already done your Chiyuv from Ma'ariv. He was a Sailor Choice. Rosh Ayyadeh Shatoh on the sky, but the fact that he ate afterwards created a new Chiyuv. That's not going to take away the fact that you dive in Ma'ariv first, and then the Tashlumin was second, and you get your Tashlumin. We had a similar halacha before, at the beginning of the simon. Let's say the person made a mistake in the first menesre. If you got to say tell him about it in the first menesre, he didn't realize. Daven tashlumin, he says, I forgot to tell him about it. Say daven the first menesre again. So they come to tashlumin and then menesre. That's fine. Because when you daven it, you were daven the Taurus of Chiyuv first, and tashlumin was the Taurus of Hemshech of that. So even though it now is the spar that you were you would say, that's not going to be mine. Okay. Let's hold it here.